just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
There are three L. The first L is life, the second L is love, and third L is light. They should get connected. Life should get connected to love. Love should get connected to light. When all the three things are connected with each other, the real bliss, the real joy would come as a result. Life is combination of these two things, light and love. Science says everything is light. Matter is mere an illusion. Spiritualists say everything is love. Light is an energy. So also love is an energy. So whether you fill your being with light or love, it's the same energy that flows, that moves. To feel I am a being of light is to feel as if I am a being of love. Love which is unconditional. Light which is absolute. They say that everything is relative. That's the principle of Einstein, theory of relativity. When I say that I am sorrowful, it is relative. It is never that I am absolutely sorrowful. Nothing is absolute, they say. If I say that there is a darkness, it is never 100% darkness. If I say it is a light, it is never 100% light. If somebody says I am unhappy, he is never 100% unhappy. They say everything is relative, but in the higher stages of consciousness, when the ego falls down, there is nothing relative. Then things are absolute. In the higher stages of consciousness, when the eye falls down, you become absolute light and absolute love. So these are two experiences. To feel I am the being of light, to feel I am the being of love, where you see everything as energy. where you see everything as being as light, then life becomes a dance of light. Then life becomes a dance of love, a cosmic dance of love, a cosmic dance of light. So always feel as if the rays of love are upon me, the rays of light are upon me, and I myself am a being of light. So yesterday we saw an exercise of up and down, up and down, up and down. This is the same avyakta message, the divine message. There's so many things Baba is saying in this. Baba is taking everyone over the mountain of light. Mountain of light. And then many things are done here. Again they are sitting in a circle. Again there are trees and so many things. One thing that's so beautiful is Baba ke haath se bhinna bhinna lights ki kirne nikal rahi thi. Baba emerged all the souls, they were sitting in a circle on the top of mountain of light. And then what Baba did? Baba ke haath se bhinna bhinna lights ki kirne nikal rahi thi. Jab kirne har ek ke paas pahunchti thi, to bhinna bhinna rang ke heere ban jate. Everything is possible. Every miracle. ऐसे लग रहा था जैसे सभी ने हीरे की चमकीली ड्रेस पहनी है. हीरे की चमकीली ड्रेस, अ ड्रेस ऑफ डायमंड्स विच वॉज वेरी शाइनी. सब बहुत हंसे मुस्कुराए. उसके बाद बाबा बोले, जैसे अभी साथ बैठे हो ऐसे सदा साथ का भिन्न भिन्न समय, भिन्न भिन्न संबंध से जीवन मुक्त स्थिति का अनुभव करते रहो, बढ़ते रहो और सबको भी मुक्ति दिलाते रहो. दिस अ वेरी गुड एक्सपेरिमेंट एक्सरसाइज दैट बाबा इज फीलिंग अस विथ रेज ऑफ लाइट और रादर फील एज इफ हिज रेज आर अपॉन मी ऑल द टाइम. आई एम बेदिंग इन दैट डिवाइन कॉस्मिक लाइट all the time. And whenever and wherever there is light, what happens there? Darkness cannot come. So whenever there is light, there is no darkness. Wherever there is light, there is no fear. Wherever there is light, there is no sorrow. Wherever there is light, what happens? No. Okay, what else? There is a light. So what? You are comfortable. You enjoy light. No confusion. You can walk. No stumbling. So no fear of any wild animal. Darkness has got an innate quality of scaring. If you are asked to go on the top of that mountain, for example, that Toad Rock or Baba's Rock, at night, you can't. It's scary. But if you're asked to go in broad daylight, you can nicely go alone. So you enjoy light, because there is no fear, there is no darkness. Light is comfortable. To be in light is comfortable. What else? Light is nutrition. It feeds you. It feeds your body because it is energy. It provides you with nutrients. So light is food. So Baba is giving so many experiments. These are as a part of entertainment. So his rays are upon me all the time. Have this feeling. Wherever you are, I am under the rays. Just as you have a CCTV scanner, here we are also under the scanner. But They are very mild. So all rays are upon me. All the time. I am bathing in this rays. I enjoy. Light you enjoy. Darkness you don't enjoy. Nobody loves darkness. And all good deeds, charitable deeds are done in light. In darkness, dark deeds are done. They say it's a dark night of the soul. Darkness means sorrow. Darkness means gloom. Darkness means depression. Darkness means low mood. Darkness means uninterest. Darkness means you're not interested in anything. A stage of melancholia. That is darkness. Listless. You're not interested. Energyless. You're weak. You are? Yeah. Darkness means vices. Darkness indicates dark mood. So when you start loving light, you don't feel like to go towards darkness. But we have lived in dark for a long time, so darkness has become a habit. We love to be in the dark. Now create a new habit. Baba said yesterday evening, for entering the new world, you need new sanskars. Without new sanskars, you cannot enter the new world. New world means world of love, world of light. New sanskars means sanskars of light, sanskars of love. That can take you towards the new world. Who will enter the kingdom of God? Only those who are childlike. Jesus says, they will enter the kingdom of God, a new world. The new world is coming. After the darkness, the night. After the dark night, the morning is about to come. Sun is about to rise. The darkness will go away. The dark night of the soul. For a long time, somebody has remained in depression. It's a dark night for that person. Somebody has remained in a state of suppression. Somebody has remained in the state of gloom, vice, a struggle. Somebody's sick, unhealthy person. It's a dark energy. Or you're filled with some negativity. Negativity is darkness. Waste is darkness. Vices are darkness. So now make friendship with sun. Now make friendship with light. Seek light. Search light. Light means understanding. Awareness. Darkness means coma. An unconscious stage. Where you keep falling. Stumbling. And then rising again. Darkness means to run. To enjoy. To jump, to dance, to sing. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, you have spiritual intoxication. That's why you keep on singing. Wah, my fortune, and wah, Baba. Why? Because Baba has given you three thrones. Which are they? The first. This itself is your throne. When you sit on your forehead as a soul, that state of soul consciousness is as if you are sitting in some throne. When you become beloved of God, as if you are sitting in His heart throne. And result of these two is the third. You become the world sovereign. You become the world emperor, empress. So create new sanskars. And for creation of new habits, new sanskars, what is needed? If you want to form a habit, what is needed? First is decision. I want to make this change in my life. First, that decision is needed. Second, no exceptions. Once you have made the decision, now you cannot bow down. You cannot budge. You remain unflinching and immovable. Absolutely firm. Yesterday's Murli Baba gave homework. What was that? Till 18th January, Bab Dada is giving you homework. What was that? I will change. I need not to change others. When I change, the others change. And no matter what I have to, I will have to tolerate, accommodate, but I will change. I have to change because I have got rid of this darkness. The habit of darkness has remained with you for such a long time. The depression has remained with you for a long time. The weakness, the unhealthiness, the sickness, the illness, the confusion. Everything has stayed with you for a long time. Now get rid of those. They are not yours. You are entering a new world. Why this stress? Why this tension? Baba said, now the new law is you become carefree emperor. Now the new order is follow the order of one father, not your manmat, parmat and all that stuff. You are entering the new world. Now you should have only one kingdom, the kingdom of God. Throw aside all other kingdoms. Now you are entering the kingdom of God. Now you should have only one religion, and that is the religion of purity. Have that one religion alone. Don't complain. Don't say this, that. This is your original, eternal, pristine, pure nature, purity. Now you are entering the new world. Now when you say I, it is associated with your Swaman. When you say my, it is associated with Baba. This is your new sanskars. Create that new sanskar. The moment you say, I remember who am I. Create the new sanskars of bhav and bhavna. Bhav means always soul. Bhavna means always good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. No matter what that person is. Or no matter what that person has done to me. You are entering the new world. The time is less. Already the late board is gone. Now it is a board of too late. You are entering the new world. You should have new feelings. You should have new bhavna. You should have new bhav. You are entering the new world. Stop seeing others and see yourself. Because you are entering the new world. You are entering the new world. That's why you cannot be just authority, but you are almighty authority. Master. Sarva Shaktivan, not just Shaktivan. Because you are entering the new world, so you are Vigna Vinashak, destroyer of obstruction. All the obstacles, because you are entering the new world. Now make these sanskars as your nature. These should become natural nature. Means your habit. These are the habits of perfection. These are the divine habits. These are the habits of divine life. Sri Aurobindo has written a book, The Life Divine. He mentions about Superman, superhuman beings. These are the marks of Superman. These are the marks, the signs of superhuman beings. They are divine beings. They are the beings of light. They are the beings of love. So, when you enter the new world, the preparation should start now. So make a decision for forming a new habit. Then what? No exceptions. Third, affirmations. Keep on repeating them. Repetition is the most important thing in order to form a new habit. Keep on repeating it, repeating it, repeating it. Multiple times repetition should happen. Then affirmations. Affirmations, repetition. Affirmation, repetition. Affirmation, repetition. Visualizations. Visualize, see yourself. Yes, there am I. Yes. So, these are the tools for forming a habit. You keep on repeating something multiple times, it becomes a habit. You see it every day, it becomes a habit. You create that bhav, that bhavna. It's a intrinsically psychological process. You start deriving pleasure out of it once it becomes a habit. And then you don't. That habit moves you if it becomes a habit. For example, a man was traveling in a taxi. He just tapped the shoulder of the driver, the passenger, tapped and told him, "Please be slow." He just said only this small word, "Just be slow." He just gently tapped him. And suddenly, the driver lost the control of the vehicle. And the driver was moving here, there. He just was out of control, absolutely out of control, about to dash, about to cause an accident. He entered the pedestal and was about to dash a shop. And suddenly, he stopped. The passenger said, "I am very sorry, I really did not know that just my small tapping would cause such a big accident. I just distracted your attention." The cab driver said, "It's none of your mistake." What he must have said the next time? No, he was awake. He lost all the control, but what fear? He said, For 25 years, I was funeral van driver. 25 years, I was carrying dead bodies. And then suddenly you tapped. Force of habit. So habit is very strong. Habit is very powerful. We are using the word habits. Baba uses the word sanskar. The deep rooted habits become sanskar. So to form an habit, what are the tools we have? Repetition. Keep on repeating. What are the tools we have? Visualization. What are the tools we have? Fake it before you make it. Acting. Do acting. As if you know it. As if you have done it. As if you are doing it. In English, it is known as fake it. Show to make it. And you make it. Show that yes, you are already that. You feel as if in your internal. It's an internal process. I am the being of light. I am the being of love. Though you might be filled of hatred, you're filled of depression. Explain others how to become happy. The best way to become the embodiment is to start teaching others. That is a method of memory training. If there is a group, don't say that I am not in a mood to explain to the group. If you are down, if you are depressed, explain to the mood, to the group how to remain happy all the time. When you speak, it happens. And Baba said yesterday, "I hear each one of your lecture, so don't think that I am not listening to your class or lectures. I am all ears. Because see, suppose I have written a book. Now this is a book I have written by me. And some other guy is explaining that book on my behalf. Now I have to see what he is explaining. I have to see what that guy is explaining. Otherwise he will start taking anything. And if I am powerful, I can even control him. That he should speak only this. Not anything else other than what I have intended. He should not speak anything other than my intentions. So, light. So this is a good practice, to see everyone as a light, being of light, one. To see everything as light. This laptop is light, this book is light, these pages are light, these words are light, this board is light, this chalk is light, this written things is light, that fan is made up of light, that tree is light, everything is light. This is the world of light. I am the being of light and everything is light. This is entering into the light consciousness. Pranic consciousness, then the cosmic telepathy, that light telepathy will happen. All beings are connected with each other. This is higher consciousness. And when we move to higher consciousness, it doesn't negate lower consciousness. It doesn't hate lower consciousness, but you transcend. You move up and up and up and up and up. So as I said in the beginning, we are made up of 3 L, life, light, and love. When these three things combine together, the result is bliss, love, bliss, rapture, anand. So practice light, you start practicing love. And then the dance of love and the dance of light happens in life. Om Shanti.